this week, the Steelers. And Ben Roethlisberger, I think they've even created a stat for him, you know, yards after contact, what he does with the ball after you hit him. He's the kind of guy, there's not another quarterback like him, is there?
No, he's very unique. He has great size, great mobility, and he's a guy that can extend the play, and he still looks down the field to throw the ball and make big plays that way. So that's going to be a challenge for us, you know, getting guys on him. And once we get to the quarterback, wrap him up and bring him down. He's such a big, strong guy that that's going to be a challenge for us.
Tackling was better last week, according to Gus. Your thoughts on it from the middle?
Yeah, it was definitely a lot better than the previous week. You know, it was something that we stressed throughout the week in practice, and we saw the results on Sunday. Now that has to continue again this week because we play a great running football team with two strong backs who run the ball hard. So tackling is going to be big again this week.
You're a Western Pennsylvania guy. Is this special for you? I mean, I know you've played them before, but every time you get a chance to play the Steelers, is there something special?
I think it's always fun playing against the hometown team. Obviously, I have a ton of respect for them and their entire organization. And it's one of those classic teams, you know, one of those classic organizations. So it's always fun to compete against them.
You know, everyone in the league is big, strong, and physical. Do you have to strap it on a little tighter when you play a team like the Steelers? I mean, they relish their reputation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's been part of their deal for years, for decades. So you know it's always going to be a physical, hard-fought football game when you play the Steelers.
Thoughts on Le'Veon Bell? Jaguars fans haven't seen him yet. 245-pound guy. And the screenplay, they love to run to him.
Yeah, he does a great job. He does a great job in open space, and he's a bigger running back. He runs the ball really hard. You can see, I mean, how the amount of yards that he's gotten this year. He's doing a great job for them. So that'll be another challenge for our defense to stop a big-time running back like him.
Some of the screens and the underneath stuff have gotten you the first couple of weeks. How do you shut that particular phase of it down? Is that on the linebackers?
It's on the entire defense. You know, that's one thing. We have to have great awareness of it and have guys running to the football. With the way they run their screens, they run a lot of them. So we're gonna have to be prepared for them and be ready to run the football when they do run those plays.
This is a pretty even-keeled locker room, but 0-4, is there a sense of desperation or urgency that builds at this point, or do you fight that?
You just continue to fight that, you know, and regardless of our record, you know, we need to continue to prepare and try to play at our highest level, you know, so regardless of the situation. So that's one of those things that, hey, we're in a tough spot, we're 0-4, but we need to compete every day, take one day at a time, and try to play at our highest level.